SDLC recognizes the existence of a life cycle of a system from the conception of an idea to the decay of the system. There are 8 stages of system development life cycle, SDLC. This include problem identification, feasibility study, system requirements analysis, system design, system coding, system testing, system implementation, and system evaluation and maintenance. Let us briefly look at the activities of each phase. Problem definition. The problems affecting the operations of the current system are identified at this stage. Feasibility study. This is a study that is carried out to determine the probability or possibility of either improving the existing system or developing a completely new system. System requirements. System requirements analysis is the determination of the equipment for the new system once the systems analyst has determined that a problem exists and has obtained permission to develop or acquire a new system. System design. At this phase, the specifications of the current system are studied to determine what changes will be needed to incorporate the user needs not met by the system. System coding. In this phase, the systems analyst may have to address what is called make or buy decision. Thus, they have to decide whether to have in-house developed software, that is custom written, or buy it. Sometimes programmers decide to buy an existing software package and modify it rather than having it written from the scratch. System testing. This phase involves testing hardware devices, testing and debugging computer programs, and testing information processing procedures to evaluate their compliance with the system's requirements. System implementation. System implementation may not be a creative process, but certainly a difficult task. This is because the system must be workable, successful, and accepted by the users. Hence, human considerations will have to be attended to very carefully. System evaluation and maintenance. This is the monitoring, evaluating, and modifying of operational information systems to make desirable or necessary improvements to the developed system.